Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt, dass Yavamis Perik Yud Mischne Tess. Ben Tesha Shana Vayem Echad. A boy 9 years old in a day, Shabal Yavimta. He was Miyavim. We have Ruvain and Shimon. Reuven dies without children. Shimon is a ben teshesh of Yemechad. He's miyaveim, Reuven's wife Rachel. U'mishehigdel, now that Shimon grew up, when he grows up, nasa isha acheres, he marries another lady, Chana, u'meis, and he dies. And there's a third brother, Levi. Levi says, oh, yoy, what's going to be over here? On the one hand, we have Rachel, who was fully married to Reuven, halfway married to Shimon. Then I have Chana, that was completely married to Shimon, because he married her when he grew up. Zak the Mishnah, Imla Yodas Rashina Mishahigdil. If Shimon was not together with Rachel after he grew up, he was only Miyavim as a Ben Tesha Shana Yom Echad. So then Rashina Chiletzes Veloimis Yavemis. Then Rachel has to be Chiletzes Veloimis Yavemis. Levi cannot be Miyavim Rachel. What's the problem? Zika Shnei Yavamin. Because the Yivim of the Ben Tesha Shana Yom Echad is only as strong as a Mimer, not any stronger. Rachel still remains connected to the first brother, Reuven. Now that Shimon died, Rachel falls to Levi from two brothers. The full marriage from Reuven and the partial marriage from Shimon. That's Zika Shnei Yavamin. You can't have a Zika from two brothers. That's why she has to be Chiletzes V'lo Emes Yavemes. Vashni, as far as Shimon's second wife is concerned, Oy Chiletzes V'lo Emes Yavemes. She's a regular Yavama. Levi can either have chalitza done, or be miyavimer. Rabbi Shimon says, miyavim le'eza sheyirtza. No. Levi can be miyavim. Rachel, Levi can be miyavim. Chana, v'choylitz l'shnia. He just be miyavim one and give chalitza to the other. Zokta batinura. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of this issur of zika shnei yavamin. So even if there was a little bit of a connection both to Reuven and Shimon, it's not a problem. He can be miyavim anyone he wants and give chalitza to the other. Now, normally, let's say Stamazay, Reuven died. He was married to Rachel and Chana. If he's Miyavim one, he doesn't have to give Chalitza to the Tzar. For that matter, if he gives Chalitza to one, he doesn't have to give Chalitza to the other. The reason over here, even though he's Miyavim one, he would have to give Chalitza to the other one, is because they're not really co-wives. They're not Tzarais. Rachel was never 100% married to Shimon. So let me ask you, why can't he be Miyavim both? The answer is, says about Tanura, there was something between Shimon and Rachel. Whatever you're going to hold, the bia of a ben tesha son of Yemechad is, whatever that Yivim counts for, but it looks like Rachel and Chana were both somehow married to Shimon, even though in reality, Chana was the only real wife to Shimon, 100%, but because it looks like two Yevamais, you can't take two Yevamais mibayisach. That is how the Batanura learns Pshat in this Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes by saying, "Benegay all these previous halachas in regard to a ben tesha shana v'yemechad. All these halachas would apply to anyone that we're not sure that he's a gadol. Echad shu ben tesha shana v'yemechad could be because of his age. He's only 9 years old in a day. The echad shu ben esrim shana, even if he's 20 years old, but shalehevi shtei saris, he didn't bring certain simonim that show him to be a gadol." So, chazing over our last Mishnah here in the Peirik, we have a ben tesha son of Yemechad that was miyaveim, his brother Reuven's wife. He now becomes bar mitzvah and he marries another woman, let's say Chana, and he dies. Rachel was married to Reuven, and that the ben tesha son of Yemechad was miyaveim. And Chana, who was married by the same brother, but after he was older, both fall to Levi. If Shimon was never together with Rachel after he grew up, then the first one is Chiletzes V'lemes Yavemes. No lady cannot be Miyavim Rachel, the original wife of Reuven, because she was fully married to Reuven. With Shimon, there's a partial marriage. His Yivim doesn't remove the Zika to Reuven. So she's coming with a Zika of two brothers. That can't work. Chana, the Shimon married when he was a gadol, by Chiletzes V'lemes Yavemes. If Shimon says he can miyavim anyone he wants, even the first one, says about Tanura, I zika shnei yavamin, no zika shnei yavamin. Reb Shimon doesn't hold to that problem. So a lot of the Mepharshim explained that according to Reb Shimon, anyway, there's not a problem. Because remember, Reb Shimon holds that the yivum of a ben tesha shonam yom echad is not a half a marriage. It's not like the Tanakhama says it has the same strength as a maimer. It's either everything or nothing. So mamanashach. If it's everything, so there's no zika from Reuven anymore. Rachel is fully Shimon's wife, and Levi can be miyavimer. If it's nothing, so if what Shimon was miyavimer is a ben tesha shonam yom echad doesn't count for nothing. So Levi can be miyavimer because she's falling from Reuven. The second one would require chalitza. Normally, if two wives fall from one brother, you miyavim one, no chalitza is necessary for the other one, but they're not real tzores. They weren't totally fully married to Shimon. The first one, we're not sure. He can't be miyavim both, because l'maisa, they were somewhat both connected to Shimon. We don't want it to look like he's taking two yavamos from one brother. Misha concluded by saying, that whether he's a ben tesha shanim v'yom echad, or even if he's 20 years old, without certain simanim, that he's a gadol, all these previous halachas still apply.